So I would like to follow the lectures which give us instructions about Devanagari, about Japanese types and so on, and about problems in these languages. Now I would like to continue with probably a bit boring languages, which are Czech and Slovak. But also in these languages we have problems with stop settings, some points, and I prepare a selection of, from my point of view, of a more important items. So there are three basic reasons why I'm interested in this topic. First is related with my activities at the university, so I would like to make beginners more happy when they are started with context. The second point is related with my non-university activities, so to make the typesetting as much as simpler. And the third, you know, the technical reason, it's a free software, so in my opinion, each person who uses it should help with configuration or other other points. The problem of Czech and Slovak typesetting is based on a great mess of rules which doesn't work in accordance. First, it's the professional norm which was cancelled in 1991 or 2, but this only one document contains proper advice how to typeset a document. Second, source are technical norms, more or less oriented on typewriting, not typesetting, but these documents are changed per 5 years, so there is no fixed point for people how to start with writing. And also we have official rules for orthography, which covers some topics but not completely. And internet or other services are interesting, sometimes important, but not official. If we take all these services together and prepare a list of rules, we receive several points where the pieces of advice are in conflict. We find out that some problems are not covered, and sometimes there are some wrong pieces of advice. My topic is the differences between Czech and Slovak typesetting rules. So first I have to say that I'm not going to talk about hyphenation patterns and exceptions, as well as about sorting rules. Each of this is very complicated. And more or less it's covered by context definitions, so it's not a main problem for me. And also I'm going to skip a language dependent interface. For this talk I took six problems. First set are hyphens, hyphen, dashes, numbers and quotation marks, and this part is important because in these points Czech and Slovak typography differ. Then I will continue with list environments and footnotes. In this case, Czech and Slovak works together, but against the rest of the world. So about hyphens. If you have abbreviations created by capital letters from several words, for example, this abbreviation is means National Park in High Tatras. It's inflexible in Czech, but Slovaks at some endings according to the rules of flexibility. Either the old writing where the letters are changed to small set use some endings, but it's not frequently used. So this is the difference, but difference, and this doesn't make problems in context because especially in my text, it doesn't make problems because these abbreviations are used very rarely in text which are captured by me. Second point about hyphens. Composed words could be divided into two categories. If the word may be composed by several subwords with hyphens, that's similar in Czech and Slovak, details are very tiny, or by some symbols and word. And there is a very important difference. Slovak typesetter likes hyphens, so he or she will put it at any situation you can imagine. So all these composed words must be written by this way, and it's contrasting with Czech rule, where hyphens are omitted. Meaning is here.
96% is like
96%. There's a mistake. 56% of one brandy. Second topic are numbers, especially numbers of 4 digits. Generally, both languages and some very often it's used also in other languages, the sequence of digits is divided per 3 figures from the right size or in the decimal point from the left side sometimes. But what about with 4-figure-long numbers? Slovak rule says that in this place must be used space, but Czechs are not sure. Some piece of advice tell us space, some of them nothing. So the difference of the version of without space is more frequently used. Question is what space should be used. In documents about Slovak rules, there is only a space with no specification. In old typesetting rules, which were common for both languages, thin space was recommended. So I use in this case thin space, and this thin space is 1/5 of M, which seems the best to me. Exceptions, years are written without space, as usual. In tables, we use spaces in both languages because of vertical formatting, that's also very clear. And
some strange exceptions in currencies. So if we have some economic or accounting documents, the dot in instead of space is accepted.
Rule as well.
Very often.
Can be,
yeah.
Yes.
But but if the Czech document is sent, for example, to some people who use dot as a decimal point, I'm not sure how it will work in practice. Complicated situation we can find in dashes. For Czech typesetting, the typesetter can switch between M dash and N dash in various documents, but in one document he or she must follow only one of them. So the rule is to be unique in frame of one document. In Slovak, the N dash is preferred. And one old and quite unknown rule says that dash can appear at the end of a line, but mustn't open a new line. That's a very old rule related partly with reading, and partly with the fact that in list environments, which are not enumerated by figures or letters, the dash is a typical Czech opening character for each item that differs from bullet, which is default in English, for example. So
sorry, dashes and Polish dashes can open dialogues.
It's possible too.
So it's an open, in a sense it's opening a line. So the rule.
In Czech it's opening a paragraph, because the direct speech which is written without quotation marks starts after indentation.
But in Czech it was also used some, and sometimes it's used nowadays also. I think it's another reason not to put inside paragraph the dash on the beginning of the line. Yeah, because it was
the logic of the text
is that it's a little bit late to know that now I will got another kind of information. So the last of the line is best place.
So this slide covers dashes as a punctuation mark. In intervals, we have also quite different approach. Czechs will not use spaces around the dash, but Slovaks will use spaces on both sides. But in this case, in Czech way, there is broken rule, saying that a symbol which replaces an independent word, means in this case 2, from 20 to 30, should be divided by some spaces from other words. So in this case, the Czech rules are working against each dollar. Additionally, if we write it, for example, in the Latin modern N dash or M dash after zero, there is absolutely no space or very small space, and it's unbalanced with the following number, which is very often open on the left side. Therefore, I recommend to use something very tiny. In this case, I'm not sure it's 1/10 of M. I'm not consistent. It depends first on font, but also in front of one font, I sometimes use one tenth of M, and sometimes 9 hundredths of M. And so I said no specification of the space. So this is an example of a normal space, which is terrible because of contrast with the following thin space, dividing the number and the following unit. So the better is to use thin space and to and balance both points.
It also looks like subtraction in some cases, if spaces.
Yeah, of course.
Because there is a visible difference between
yeah.
dash and minus.
I forgot to tell you that I'm not covering math as a specific problem, so only a text part of typesetting. And some pieces of advice on the internet instructs Slovak people to use no spaces if they are writing a page range in references. So in this case, the Czech way is accepted and it's not any mistake. So for solving these problems, I prepared for my own purpose, but it's of course available for anyone. Set of specific dishes working in corresponding situation, punctuation dash, interval dash, and dash used for versus, which is a specific case. Because of different rules, I have to choose if I use Czech, it's the first one, and Slovak, second definition. Therefore, I prepared my own macro, and using ifx, I switch the proper spacing. This point is important for Czechs if they want to switch between M dash and M dash in different documents. So it's enough only to change this point and don't touch the rest. I discuss this topic with Hans, and his idea is to prepare some macros covering these problems, and because of this strategy, the more sophisticated solution how to do it might be covered by the definition of this macros. So it's an idea for future.
So you could understand the language in which you type, so English,
yeah.
Slovak, Czech, Polish,
yeah.
And so on.
Language dependent.
So you'll have another set of few hundred files saying what are the hyphenation rules, putting dashes.
In context, it's...
Like
they can go along with hyphenation.
Yeah, exactly what I'm saying.
Hans told me that that it will work, so I'm sure that it will work. quotation marks. The basic behavior if we use English or US English, Czech and Slovak typesetting rules is this one. So Slovak quotation marks looks like as the Americans, but it should be as Czechs. So
like the Germans.
Like
I'm not covering German.
No, it's actually the same. Such a rule somewhere about Slovak quotation marks.
Slovak quotation marks are same as Czech.
Same.
It's at one point where both languages are typeset by the same rule because of all traditional approach. Yeah. So this I presented last year, so the user can use this definition, which is general for all levels of quoting, or which is the better the language definition for Slovak can be taken from the Czech part. So this is which I prepared, and doing this I also extended the definition for Czech and Slovak by these two parameters, which are more typical than the default pair 2-2 for hyphenating.
But in fact, I should add that the old typographic rules, which were in those norms mentioned at the starting point, there is the exact convention for making hyphenation is that there is it should be free and free, but it should take in view also the point and the usual marks as a one letter. And the reason for that is clear, because it's completely ugly if the rest of the word is very short. Yeah, but there are some combinations, let's see, M and E, which is wide enough. And there are combinations, for instance, L and I with point, which is still, even if free letters, let's say, they are still very, very, very end. So there is not a general solution good for every purpose.
And the last issue is footnote. The default behavior in context moves the number of footnotes to the left margin, which is not typical for Slovak, not typical for Czech. So the proper way is this. Also in this case, you have to use thin space. And this is sufficient for doing this. So, so location here and distance between the number and the following text. It works only for makes 9 footnotes on one page. Because if you have 9 and 10 on one page, we must move the number 9 to the right. But texts which I'm typesetting usually doesn't contain many footnotes. So for this purpose, it was okay. Oh, and that was pre-ultimate issue. Last one is list environment. We usually use 27 letters. Diagraph H is located between H and I. In LaTeX, it's very simple to solve it, because if you have no other way, you can use item with brackets and with H inside on the as a 9th item. But here it's not possible. So I edit one
one part for Czech language containing the basic 26 letters from the alphabet and one extra character here. But this is an exclamation mark because of technical problems using more than one Unicode character in this definition. I ask Hans to think about it. It will work. I hope.
Actually, the CH should have then an Unicode entry.
I don't know if digraphs are covered,
perhaps
but
not.
So.
But it's actually one letter, yeah.
It's created by two letters, technically, yeah. But as other diagram, in very old time, the encoding it was called kodidla brabotky informací. Put h as a specific character in the encoding, so all problems were solved. You can compute small h to
this
capital
kind of
h and so on, but after revolution this encoding was left. And about lists, this is the default behavior. If we use two lists, first of two levels, first level numbers, second level small letters, and this is the second one, where small letters are on the first level. But Czechs and Slovaks use right round bracket for labeling these letters, regardless to the level. So as well as on the second one, as well as the first one, all letters must be closed by the right round bracket. Partial solution is to define levels. If I follow with enumerate environment with figures, I must redefine it to a dot. So it's not very comfortable. It must be enclosed in a group to be local, and at this moment, all definitions to lists are related to levels, but not to the preceded characters. So that's an open topic. So that's all. Thank you for your attention. Tiny differences. The use of hyphen, and the second point where I'm sure was writing abbreviations which were constructed from small letters from several words. Typical case is, for example, etc., which is written I-E in English. In Czech it was written together as a one whole, T-J dot, and in Slovak T dot, thin space, J dot.
So the 15 years of separation produces, did manage to produce bigger differences and the typesetting?
I can't say it produces bigger differences. The problem is more in the Czech Republic than in Slovak, that there is no authority who says this is the rule. So we have only recommendations, we have some ideas or opinions, unvalid old documents which were good, and some other documents which doesn't correspond with the real typesetting. So it's a swimming in not clear water.
Muddy.
Yeah.
More comments? Questions?
Maybe I got to mind now one comment that some of those rules are connected with rules of the language, because, for instance, how to put a dash between numbers as a range, it is a solution which is codified in language rules. So sometimes, it's written clearly in the old. Until the 90s,
yeah.
But then there were also some pseudo-nivelization and some new rules, mainly in writing uppercase letters. So many things, many changes, independently, and so now it's a little bit disorganized this writing and typesetting.
So let's sometimes. Codify these rules. For example, a dash as a interval dash is codified by a language rules.
Yeah, but in Czech
also. I'm not sure the official version of rules. I'm not sure what is now in the because
I still use the classical.
Yeah.
I think that the idea you hammered out between Hans and yourself about these rules for a specific language being part of the initialization, which could be put in separate files and so be prepared by nationals for typesetting in contexts like Poles, Czech, Slovaks,
yeah.
or French, say, or whomever else. That's a good idea. So in addition to hyphenation rules, which are separate anyway, so they have to set up there. So it would be nice extension to the engine, then taking off the burdens from typesetters. The tiny modifications they would need for special cases would probably be then somehow tuned. But I'm not a specialist in context, I'm just thinking. More questions?